Of course, if you've read the New Testament any at all, you know, without me telling you, that God used the Apostle Paul in a mighty way. He was a preacher. He was a teacher. He was a missionary. He was a writer, wrote 13 books of the New Testament, 14, if you count the book of Hebrews. Some think that he wrote the book of Hebrews, but just about half the New Testament. He was a church planter or a church builder, both, because he went into cities and got people saved and started churches and then went back and visited them and helped build them up. And then he was a trainer of preachers. I mean, we read about Timothy, we read about Titus, we read about others who some he led to the Lord, but all he took and trained as to how to be preachers and pastors. And some might look at the life of Paul and say, well, Paul was one of those super heroes, so to speak. He was one of those super Christians. He was smart. Yes, he was. He was well educated. Yes, he was. And some people might say, well, he was special, and that's why God used him the way that he did. And yet, as we talk about Paul tonight and we sort of look at his resume, we look at what he said about himself, I think you'll see that he wasn't special in that he was above us. I think as you look at these statements that we're going to look at about Paul, you and I will be able to identify with those statements. And for all of them, we'll be able to say, hey, I'm just like Paul. He didn't have anything over me. And again, my point is, if we can get to thinking about ourselves like Paul thought about himself, then we'll put ourselves into a position where God can use us in the same way that he used Paul. So I want you to listen tonight. I'm going to mention five things that if Paul were going to write his resume, he'd say, well, this is what you need to know about me. This is who I am. And this is how I think about myself. Number one, Paul said, I am the chiefest of sinners. Take your Bibles, 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Here's what the Bible says. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul said, hey, when you think about sinners, think about me, because I'm the worst of the lot. My sin is the most wicked. My iniquity is the most vile. My transgressions are the dirtiest. Paul would say when Jesus spoke, and as the words that are recorded in Luke 19, when he was talking to Zacchaeus, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost, Paul would say, I'm the lostest. I'm the chief sinner. And when Jesus came into the world, if he was seeking for sinners, he found the worst one of the lot when he found me. Early in his Christian life, God used Paul to pen the book of Romans. And he wrote in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God commendeth or proved his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And early on in his Christian life, Paul knew that he was a sinner. He knew that when Jesus went to the cross, that he went to die for him. And you can read the writings of Paul, and the song probably wasn't written back then, but I think Paul's, one of his favorite songs is the same one that Brother Dick likes. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible that I see. But this is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. And that love sent him to the cross. And that love caused Jesus to die for a young Christian, Paul, who knew he was a sinner. But then as Paul gets older, as Paul gets closer to Jesus, And the closer you get to Jesus, the more you see how bad your sin is. Brother Dick, stand up for just a minute, if you would. Say, hey, well, Dick represents Jesus. And I'm a person that just gets saved. I'm a little baby Christian. Hey, I'm still a long way from where Jesus is. And when I look at the glory of God in Jesus, because I'm at a distance, I can't see it so clearly. I know I'm a sinner. I mean, you can't get saved until you know that you're a sinner. But as I grow in my Christian life, and as I get closer to Jesus, as I get closer to the glory of God, the more I see of His goodness, the more I see of my badness. The more I see of His righteousness, the more I see of my unrighteousness. The more I see of His perfection, the more I see of my imperfection. Thank you, sir. And so when Paul writes the book of 1 Timothy to his son in the ministry, but Timothy got saved by the faith of his mother and his grandmother, the faith that they put in him. But Paul took him and trained him as a preacher boy. And at the end of his life, when he was writing to Timothy, when he was giving instruction, he said, like he said in the book of Romans, which was written early in his life, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. But then he said, I'm the worst one. I'm the chiefest of sinners. And when we get to the point in our life when we realize that our wicked sin sent Jesus to the cross, that He died for us, and compared to Him, we are nothing, that we are the chiefest of sinners. We're getting to the point in our life where God can use us. I'm the chiefest of sinners. That would be the first point on Paul's resume. Second point is the one we read about in Romans chapter 1. If you want to turn back into your Bibles to Romans chapter 1, he said, I am a debtor. I am a debtor. Verse 14. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Here's what Paul was saying. Because I am the chiefest of sinners, and because Jesus paid the price for my sin, I am now a debtor. Let me just stop for a minute. Look, if God's going to take us, the best place to be is right here. I mean, if I'm going to heaven tonight, I'll be glad to stand before Him and say, I was in church. Now, I know it's going to be hard, but just forget about the rain, forget about the lightning, forget about the thunder, forget about the tornadoes. Just concentrate on the Word of God, and let's just see what God has for us. So Paul says, I am a debtor. I was the chiefest of sinners. Jesus paid for my sin, and because He paid for my sin, I now owe Him a debt. And I'll never be able to repay that debt, but I'm going to pay on it. And the way I pay on it is to have the same heartbeat that Jesus did. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And if I'm going to pay any part of my debt to the one who died for me, I'm going to spend my time telling people about Jesus Christ. I'm going to spend my time telling people how I got saved. I'm going to spend my time telling people how they can get to heaven. And that's why Paul says, I'm a debtor to all men. I'm a debtor to the Greeks, the civilized part of the world. I'm a debtor to the barbarians, the uncivilized part of the world. I'm a debtor to the wise. I'm a debtor to the unwise. He says, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel, not only in Rome, but to the world over. Because I owe my God a debt. He saved the chiefest of sinners. He sent His Son to die for the chiefest of sinners. And I owe Him a debt. By the way, everybody needs to hear the gospel. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so Paul said, I'm going to do my part. I'm ready to preach. And I'll preach to anybody that will listen to me. I'll preach to the poor. I'll preach to the rich. I'll preach to the wise and the unwise. Because I owe a debt to God. And even though I know I can't pay it in full, I can pay what little bit I can by telling people what God did for me when He saved me. I am a debtor. I am a debtor. Number three, Paul said this. Oh, by the way, can you identify with him so far? I can. I'm the chiefest of sinners. The closer I get to Jesus, the more I see of my sin. The more I see of my sin, I realize what it cost for God to send His Son and die in my place. And I am a debtor to my God. I'm going to heaven tonight, not because of my righteousness, but because of what Jesus did for me. I am a debtor to God. But then Paul says, I'm carnal. Look at Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, verse 14. Romans chapter 7, verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Paul said, even though I've been saved, I still have to live in the flesh. Even though I know I'm going to heaven, I still got that old nature that I fight. Even though I know I'm redeemed and my name's in the book of life, I still have to fight those desires and lust of the flesh. I still have to fight that old nature that lives inside of me. I still have to fight that part of me that wants what the world wants. And I want to tell you tonight, every Christian has to fight that same battle. Until we get to heaven and that old man is removed from us, our new creature that we got when we got saved fights the old nature that we were born with. Oh, and by the way, that's why every Christian needs to be accountable to somebody. Every Christian needs to have boundaries or rules that they draw around themselves so that when you come up to that boundary, you think about it. You may step over it and you may cross over it, but when you come up to it, you know that you're getting ready to step over the line of the boundary that you put around your life. Here's the book that help you will define the boundaries. Here's the book. But I'll say to all the children that are here tonight, I'll say to all the young Christians that are here tonight, you gotta find somebody in this world that you trust, that you can say, hey, I want to be accountable to you. I want you to watch my life. I want you to tell me when I'm ready to step over the line. Because I'm fighting that old man that lives inside of me. And I want somebody to watch out for me. And we've got the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit does a pretty good job. When we get ready to step over the line, if we're trying to please God, Holy Spirit will smack us across the face, and she sort of jumped and get us. But we're all carnal. Say, well, I'm not carnal, preacher. I'm spiritual. Well, just don't take a bath for a week and don't change your socks and see who sits next to you next week. You're still in the flesh. And if you give yourself over to the flesh, sooner or later you're going to start to stink. And that's the way we are. We're carnal. Paul said, I'm the chiefest of sinners, but Jesus paid the price for my sin, made me a debtor. I'm in debt to God. And even though I'm going to try to repay that debt by telling people about Jesus, I still fight my carnality. I still fight the old nature. And then in point number four, he says, I am a wretched man. Look again, right where you are, Romans chapter 7, verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then it is no more that I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find in the law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Paul said, I'm the chiefest of sinners, but Jesus paid the price. He made me a debtor. Now I owe a debt to God because he paid for my sin. I'm going to try to pay some of that debt by telling people about Jesus, but I'm still carnal. I still have to fight the desires of the old man that lives in me. And then Paul says, sometimes I lose. I lose. I don't do those things I know to do. And I do those things I know not to do. I know what I should do is good, but I don't do it. And I know I should avoid evil, but I do it. And he says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? And then look down at verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. You know who Paul said was going to deliver him? Same person that saved him. The Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, wretched man that I am. And then number 5. He said, I'm the chiefest of sinners, but Jesus paid the price for my sin. So now I'm a debtor. I'm going to try to pay that debt by telling people about Jesus. But I'm carnal. I still have to fight the flesh. And I'm wretched because sometimes I fail. And then the fifth statement that he would put on his resume is this. I am the least of the apostles. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 9 and 10. First Corinthians 15, verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. What Paul's saying here, I'm the last one that should be doing what I'm doing. I persecuted the church. I arrested Christians. When they stoned Stephen, I was there, and they laid their coats down at my feet. I'm the one that approved stoning that deacon. I did much to damage the church of Christ. And what he says, I'm only doing what I'm doing by the grace of God. By the grace of God? It's not me. It's not me. It's Jesus working through me. I don't know about you, but I can identify with Paul. I can identify with him. And I'll submit to you tonight that if we could get to thinking about ourselves the same way that Paul thought about himself, that we'd get into a position that God could use us. When you get to the point in your life when you think you're the worst sinner in the whole world, and you realize that Jesus paid the price for that sin, and that you're a debtor to him because of what he did on Calvary. And then you realize that you're still carnal. Even though you're saved, you still fight the flesh. And we fail sometimes. We have to say like Paul, I know what to do, but I don't do it. Oh, wretched man that I am. And then every opportunity we have to serve God, we ought to think like him. I'm the last one that should be doing this. I'm the chiefest of sinners. And now God made me a preacher. I'm the chiefest of sinners, and now God made me a Sunday school teacher. I'm the chiefest of sinners, and God let me lead the singing and direct the choir and play the piano and teach junior church and work in the nursery and usher and all the other things that people do. I don't deserve to do that. I'm the chiefest of sinners. And I do it because of the grace of God. Now, real quickly, I want to show you how all that showed up in Paul's life. Three things, and then I'm done. Number one, everybody he came in contact with heard about Jesus. Doesn't matter if they were the beggar in the street or the king that sat on the throne. When they encountered Paul, they encountered Jesus. He said, I become all things to all men that by all means I can win some. And because he realized that he was a debtor to God for his salvation, every single person that he encountered heard about his Savior. Number two, it showed up in his life in that he was willing to give all that he had to serve Christ. I won't take the time to read it, but you can turn to Philippians chapter 3. And here's what Paul was saying. He said, everything that I counted dear to me, my reputation, my wealth, my position. I mean, you just go on down the line and what the world calls valuable. Paul said, they were dear to me at one time, but since I became a debtor to Christ, they're just dung. They're just garbage. And I'm willing to give it all up to serve him. Not only was he willing to give everything up, he was ready to suffer and die for Jesus. And when he was on his way to Rome, somebody said, you ought not to go. There's going to be trouble if you go. And Paul said, I don't know what you're worried about. I'm not only ready to suffer, but I'm ready to die for Jesus. He did suffer. You can turn the book of 2 Corinthians and read a testimony late in his life. He says, in labors more often, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in death oft. 5 times received I 39 stripes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned and left for dead. 3 times shipwrecked, tired, painful, hungry, thirsty, cold, and naked. I'm willing to suffer whatever I have to suffer because I'm a debtor to God. Why? I want you to turn to this one last scripture, Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27, verse 23. Paul's on a ship in the middle of the storm, and he's trying to encourage people. And he says, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am. Paul said, I don't belong to myself anymore. I'm a debtor. God owns me now. I belong to him. And so all the stuff that I count dear is not dear anymore. I'll suffer. I'll die. Because I don't belong to myself. I belong to God. And so, my dear friends, every one of us do as well. We were sinners. Jesus paid the price for our sin. We belong to him. The Bible says we're bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. And if we could get to thinking about ourselves like Paul thought about himself, God can use us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this wonderful example in the Bible. Great man. A man that many of us hold up as a hero. But if you look at all the I am statements he made, it's pretty much like all of us. And I pray tonight that we could begin to think of ourselves the same way that Paul thought about himself. I pray that we could come to that point in our life where we realize that we don't belong to us, we belong to you. And I pray, Father, that as we do that, that you would use us. That we would see every opportunity that you bring across our path to tell people about Jesus, and we do that. We tell them, we give them a tract, we tell them what happened to us, we tell them how to get to heaven. Speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. Do in our lives tonight what only you can do. If there's somebody here, Father, that doesn't know Jesus, I pray tonight the Holy Spirit convict them that they're the chiefest of sinners. And that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. And they come tonight, get saved, trust Christ. Bless the invitation, use it as you see fit. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.